It's 10 trivia questions on words that use all five of the vowels in the English language. How many of these can you get from Patreon subscriber Mike Edwards? This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you like trivia, you're in the right place. We put out this show every single day just for you to listen to, and sometimes it goes up early in the day, and sometimes it goes up late in the day, like last night's 11 p.m. Christmas in July episode. So if you haven't listened to that one yet, go back, give it a ear, and see how many of those questions you can get right out of 11 about Christmas in July. If you want more Christmas trivia, I'm sure we've done, a handful of episodes, I'd say 7 or 8 over the last couple of years. So just search the word Christmas on your podcast app for Trivia with Buds, or just like Google search Trivia with Buds Christmas, and you should come across anything I've ever done related to Christmas time. I have pretty good SEO, search engine optimization, for trivia hosting in LA. So if you search Trivia Host LA, I should come up like 2nd or 3rd, I believe, on that kind of Google search. And if you need a host for anything, you can email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com, or go to my website, triviawithbuds.com. Getting ready to do a big corporate event tonight, a fundraiser for a small company. They're charging, I think, players by the team. So I think it's like $20 a team to play. And there's like 10 or 20 teams coming. And then there's different ways to donate more money for their fundraising opportunities. But it should be fun. I'll be doing some trivia for them down at the Waterfront Venice. That's what it's called. The Waterfront Venice in Venice Beach, California. And we should have some fun down there doing some trivia rounds on company slogans and board games and decades of music and kind of my standard go-to 5 trivia rounds for when people don't have specific requests on the topic. But if you wanted to hire me to do something, or you want me to prepare something for you, it's always very easy for me to customize stuff. So if you have a party you're thinking about some unique entertainment for, reach out and let me know what you need, and I'll make sure to help you with that the best I can. Also, if you are a trivia host and you're trying to get started in the trivia hosting industry, if you want to call it that, the niche of hosting those kinds of events, and you have some questions about how I got started, or you just wanted to pick my brain about something, you can always reach out and I will do my best to get back to you as well. All my links are in the show notes to every episode. If you want to support this podcast, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds, click around and see what you can get for $1 to $50 or more per month on the Patreon page. There's lots of cool things on there, and I think we're up to 36 Patreon subscribers. So thanks so much to all you guys and gals for being part of this daily mission to provide the world with pop culture trivia. Today's episode comes from listener and new Patreon subscriber Mike Edwards. Mike spells his name with a Y, and he plays trivia with me at Turnbull's Tavern in Whittier, California, and he has 10 questions, and there are clues on words, and all the words are words that use all 5 vowels in the English language, A-E-I-O-U. So keep that in the back of your head while you're trying to figure these out. If you're writing them down, it might be a little bit easier to see that on paper. And if you write them down, send me your scorecard. I always love seeing those pictures of how you did. Also looking for the next 3 people to leave iTunes reviews for a Dwight, you ignorant slut sticker from The Office. If you want one of those, leave a review on iTunes and then email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com, and let me know your snail mail address so I can send you a sticker. And hey, if I'm going to mail you one sticker, I'm probably going to mail you some other cool stuff as well. So be on the lookout for that if you leave a review for the next 3 reviews. Okay, we're going to jump into these 10 questions from Mike Edwards on words that use all 5 vowels. Here we go. All right, all these words use all 5 vowels in the English language. Let's see if you can figure them out. Question number 1, this vegetable can come in 4 colors, white, green, orange, and purple. They are in the same family as broccoli, but cultivated differently. Question number 1, this vegetable can come in 4 colors, white, green, orange, and purple, and they're in the same family as broccoli, but cultivated differently. What is that word that has all 5 vowels? Number 1. Question number 2, Elvis Presley had a popular rock and roll rockabilly song in 1957 called Blank Rock. Number 2, Elvis Presley had a hit 1957 song called Blank Rock. Fill in the blank. Question number three. This club offers travel services, travel information, including maps and guides, and it's more helpful if you have a flat tire. The American Blank Association. The American Blank Association. Fill in the blank. Number three. Question number four. A national forest that's located in the southern Sierra Nevada mountains of California. It's named for the majestic giant trees. Number four. What are we talking about there? Number four. Number five, a conversation between two or more people as featured in a book, a play, or a movie. Number five, a conversation between two or more people as a feature, book, movie, or play. Question number six, certain drugs, many of which are addictive, can leave you in this state of trance, especially at raves. What is the word there? Number six. It's a druggy, ravey type word. Number six. Question number seven. The process of facilitating learning or the acquisition of knowledge, skill, values, and beliefs. Number seven. The process of facilitating learning or the acquisition of knowledge, skill, values, and beliefs. Question number eight, a comedy rock duo with the last names of Black and Gas. There's a D after this. A comedy rock duo with the people with the last name Black and Gas. We have a big blank and then the letter D. Big blank and the letter D. Fill in the blank. Question number nine, you can hire these people, being men or women, who clean reception rooms and bedrooms, and they usually charge by the hour. You can hire these people, men or women, who clean things for you, and they charge by the hour. Number nine. And question number 10, an infection that inflames air sacs in one or both lungs, which may fill with fluid. Number 10, infection that inflames air sacs on one or both lungs, which may fill with fluid. Nice, gross one to end on. That's number 10 from Mike Edwards. Hopefully you could figure out all these questions that contain all the vowels and all the answers. We'll be right back to see how you did in just a second. Here we go with the answers to the vowel words round from Mike Edwards. Question number one, vegetable comes in four colors, white, green, orange, and purple, and the same family as broccoli. That would be cauliflower. Cauliflower, you can get a cauliflower ear like Brock Lesnar gets in the world of wrestling. Number two, Elvis Presley had a popular song called Jailhouse Rock. Jailhouse is the word that uses all the vowels. Number three, this club offers travel services, the American Automobile Association, better known as AAA. I don't have AAA myself, but my wife does. And as long as she's with me and has the card on her, I think that I am covered. But in most cases, she's not going to be with me. So I don't know if that'll work so well. Number four, a national forest that's located in the southern Sierra Nevada mountains of California. It's known for their majestic giant trees, Sequoia. I have a friend named Sequoia. The answer there was Sequoia. Question number five on your quiz was the conversation between two or more people. That would be dialogue. D-I-A-L-O-G-U-E uses all those vowels. A-I-A-O-U-E. Yeah, there you go. Number six, certain drugs, many of which are addictive, can leave you in this state of trance, especially at raves. Euphoria. Euphoric moments in our lives. I hope you get that when you click a new episode of the podcast. Number seven, the process of facilitating learning would be education. Education. Number eight, the comedy rock duo Black and Gas. That would be Tenacious D. Tenacious D. Great, great musicians and comedians. Number nine, you can hire these people, men or women, to clean your house. Housemaids. That's what I was looking for there. Housemaids. Number nine. And number 10, the infection that inflames air sacs in your lungs would be pneumonia. That starts with a P, but has all the other vowels in it. So those were your answers to Mike Edwards' very clever quiz on vocabulary. I hope you had fun playing along with and answering these questions. It's time for the trivia team name of the day. I think maybe you're looking for something good the next time you play trivia, something catty, something punny. And today's, since it was about letters and words and things, is ABCU next Tuesday. ABCU next Tuesday. And your funky monkey Question of the day comes from you from that very company, Funky Monkey Designs, fmdesignsinc.com, if you need something printed. They're in San Dimas, California, and they are amazing at printing stuff. What's the NATO phonetic alphabet word for the letter G? What word matches up with the letter G? That is your question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Thank you, Mike, for this quiz. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.